I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. Many doctors and patients are happy that paper records are giving way to digital information, but there are concerns that electronic health records can be hacked and that physicians are now spending too much time with computers and not enough with patients. This week, VPR will take a look at the way information technology is changing the way healthcare is delivered. VPR's Charlotte Albright begins our series Digital Diagnosis in St. Johnsbury.
Here at Northern Vermont Regional Hospital's mammography department, lab tech Debbie Hazelton hands patients a clipboard holding a questionnaire.
Yeah, I ask you your date of birth, your name, and then I say to you, have you had your previous mammo here? We've had this form for about 20 years.
But these days, Hazelton doesn't just slip that paperwork into a file folder. She scans it into a computer. Some medical offices even give patients portable devices to type in information, which, along with test results, can be accessed by more than one doctor. Patients can also log into their own health information portals. But the transition to a paperless medical system is far from complete. For example, records kept by NVRH cannot be directly accessed by doctors at the University of Vermont Medical Center because the two hospitals have incompatible systems. NVRH CEO Paul Bankston says that's a problem.
Right at the moment, we've built what I would consider a Tower of Babel, and we just need to retrofit that into something that's a tower of power, so to speak.
The Tower of Power Bankston is talking about is one way to describe the central repository being built by a nonprofit, publicly funded organization called Vermont Information Technology Leaders, or VITAL. At first, VITAL's mission was to facilitate the direct exchange of electronic records by medical practices. But when it became clear that those systems could not all talk to each other, VITAL asked providers to send patient records to its own data bank, located in a private cloud in cyberspace.
Over time, we have more and more of that information available to the rest of that provider community.
That's Rob Gibson, VITAL's Vice President for Marketing and Business Development. He hopes all patients will agree, and written consent is necessary, to have their electronic records retrieved by any provider in Vermont who needs to see them in order to deliver care.
I think we should care as a patient because I think we should expect that our doctors would have the most recent, the most up-to-date, the most timely information about us. None of us want to undergo another test if it's not necessary. I mean, even if it's as simple as another blood test, who likes to be stuck twice?
And Gibson says VITAL's data sharing network, called the Vermont Health Information Exchange, now includes all of Vermont's 14 hospitals, Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center, most primary care providers, and five agencies of the Vermont Visiting Nurse Association. But he says there are more senders than retrievers of the medical information in the exchange because it's taking time to train and convince medical workers to use the system. At Northern Vermont Regional Hospital, CEO Bankston says clinicians are gradually adapting to electronic records, even as they keep up with changes being made to the network.
As we change the way healthcare is delivered, you know, things have to be done differently. And these companies that are developing these cutting-edge electronic medical record systems, who are they learning from? They're learning from us.
NVRH even hires computer hackers to see how secure its system is. And privacy is a concern, says Alan Gilbert. He directs the Vermont chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union. Gilbert thinks it's too easy to gain access to confidential health information.
No unique key is needed to unlock a specific patient's records. There's no PIN, there's no ATM card. Access is granted simply by the provider pressing an online checkbox that says he or she is authorized to see the patient's records.
Gilbert does not oppose the shift to electronic records, but he is lobbying for a statute that would give patients the right to bring legal action if their files are breached. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.